The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Doctor Who, The God Trap, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, Part 1.
Look at that day! Beautiful! It's a perfect spring day. Lovely blue sky, just a few little puffy clouds floating about. Love it!
But where are we, Doctor?
Oh, you mean when and where are we, Doctor? Don't forget, Mina. The TARDIS can travel in time as well as space. And as for where, there is no mistaking the planet Earth.
I've never heard of it. Is it nice here?
Nice here? It's one of the nicest places in all the universe. Well, except when it isn't. But that's just when they're at war and such.
They have wars here?
Often. Oh, but not today, it would seem. No, today looks to be a perfectly wonderful day. The sun is out, the birds are singing, and no rain in sight. Oh, lovely.
Can we have a look around?
Of course we can look around, Mina, my dear. But first, might I make a suggestion?
Yes, Doctor?
If you would be so kind, please hold still, my dear. Look up. Don't blink.
What? What are these?
Ah, there. Contact lenses. Oh, they will make your eyes appear less, cat-like. To everyone around, you will seem to have eyes very like, very like mine, really. Oh, it's best to disguise those feline eyes of yours. And these are my own design. Very clever, if I say so myself. You won't even know you're wearing them, and you never even have to take them out. Whenever you wish, you may change their appearance to whatever you like, just by thinking it. Even to look like your natural eyes, if you wish. That is, after we've left here.
Ah, I see. So the natives of Earth would be offended by my being feline?
Not necessarily offended, but if it was known that you are not human, it could be very difficult for us. Certainly for you.
But why, Doctor?
Well, there is just the slightest possibility that if the inhabitants of the Earth knew, that either of us weren't human, they'd lock us up and start dissecting us.
I thought it was nice here.
Oh, most of the time, yes.
But they'd kill us if they knew we were alien to their planet.
Exactly right.
Doesn't sound so nice all of a sudden, Doctor.
Oh, no need to be like that. Some of my best friends are human.
But they'd kill us as soon as look at us. Is that what you're saying, Doctor?
That's about right, yes.
Nice friends you got there, Doctor.
Never mind. Anyway, you're all set now. Your eyes look perfectly normal. Like normal, nice normal human eyes, that is, at any rate. A nice shade of blue. That's the default color. You can change the color if that doesn't suit you, of course.
I'm sure blue will be perfectly acceptable.
Oh, and one other thing, Mina. Be sure to keep your hair over your pointed ears at all times as well.
Humans don't have pointed ears either, I take it?
No. Their ears are rather like mine, nice and round.
It must be easy for you to fit in here, Doctor. Are you human or half-human or anything?
No, of course not. Half-human? What an absolutely absurd idea. Not to mention insulting. Outwardly, I may appear to be a human being, but, however, inwardly, there are a number of differences. Anyway, it's never really been an issue in the past. Now, I think we're all set to do a bit of exploring.
But what about I? Won't he feel left out?
Perhaps, but I will just have to get over himself. He'd simply draw undue attention to himself. I suspect we're sometime in the early part of the 21st century. If my calculations are correct, and devices like I have not yet been invented by human beings, no, I would be far too conspicuous in this time period. Not to mention, he'd enjoy himself far too much. We can't have that now, can we?
I don't think I would see it that way, Doctor.
Oh, well, he will simply have to be content with staying aboard the TARDIS. Come along, Mina. There is so much to show you.
I heard that, Doctor. Get over my separate deep back. Content myself just hovering about the TARDIS? Rubbish! It's not likely, mate.
Well, what the doctor said now won't hurt me. While the doctor's away, the floating little robot will happily play. Yes, Doc, you're right.
I will have loads of fun.
He is here, Lotran.
But I am not ready for it. Tell him. He'll just have to wait.
No, no, I mean him.
Him? Him who?
You know, him.
Oh, you mean our Lord.
Yes, at last he has come. He was observed arriving in his time chariot.
This is excellent news, Padriano. We must prepare for his coming. Does he suspect anything?
No, Lotran. He believes that this is the planet Earth.
Excellent, excellent. But soon he will realize his mistake. We must be ready.
Oh, and he is not alone, Lotran.
Well, of course not. The Lord of Time is never alone. We must be prepared to welcome his companions as well.
I will go and see that the Lord of Time is sufficiently distracted until you are ready for him, Lotran.
Excellent, Patriano. His coming has been long foretold and greatly anticipated. He and his friends must be made to feel most welcome and sufficiently entertained.
Of course, Lotran. I will see to it.
This is an odd place, Doctor. There seems to be plenty of wildlife, but we haven't come across any living inhabitants, despite the man-made structures and buildings around us.
Yes, Mina. This is indeed very odd.
Is the Earth sparsely populated?
On the contrary. There are billions of people on the Earth during this time period.
Then where could they all have gone?
It is a very good question. I was sure I recognized this time and place, yet this is proving to be most unusual. this place is starting to look more like the old American West. Just look at this architecture. It's definitely of the period. However, there is no sign of human life. This is very, very odd indeed.
What do we do now, Doctor?
We must find shelter from the storm. Let me see now. That inn over there should be perfect place to wait things out. Come along, Mina. Is odd.
It's deserted.
Yes, and it looks as if it has been for some time.
It's so dusty. Cobwebs everywhere. But, Doctor, I don't understand. Where are all the people?
Well, I suppose this could be a ghost town.
Ghost town? What does that mean?
Oh, nothing sinister, my dear. Simply put, this entire town could have been abandoned. So we could still be in the 21st century. However, that theory doesn't necessarily hold up, as these structures don't look to be quite so old. I suppose I could be wrong, as unlikely as that may seem.
Oh, yes, Doctor. Very unlikely.
Do I detect a tinge of sarcasm, Mina? We've only had one or two adventures together so far.
And your point is?
Only that familiarity clearly breeds contempt.
Whatever you say, Doctor. This place is very strange.
Stranger than you may think, Mina. Have a look at this.
What is it?
An electric lamp.
So?
Well, if this is the early American West, I don't think we'd find electric lamps. Electric power wasn't widely used until the later 1800s, and not so widely as all that. I mean, it is possible to find such things in a place of this period, but this just doesn't feel right. Have a look over here, behind the counter. There's a radio. A Marconi.
Marconi?
Yes, an early wireless radio invented in 1895 by a young gentleman named Marconi. A nice fellow. I set him straight on a few of the finer points of wireless technology. But this is strange. The wireless wasn't widely used commercially until the early part of the 20th century. So I wouldn't expect to find one of the old Marconi-type radios in an inn in the American West, 25 years before its creation. Something is amiss here, Mina. I can feel it.
Are you sure the TARDIS didn't just get the time period wrong? I is always saying how the TARDIS is unreliable.
I has too little faith in both the TARDIS and myself. So I wouldn't pay too much attention to his opinions. This may indeed have been a mistake here. But the TARDIS is virtually flawless. Trust me on this.
If you say so, Doctor.
I do say so. And furthermore, we should get back to the problem at hand.
Agreed.
Good. And now, I say we explore the rest of this inn. There may be clues as to what all this means. Let's try upstairs, shall we?
Whatever you say, Doctor. I'm right behind you.
Excellent. Come along, my dear.
Where is the TARDIS brought us this time? Bloody unreliable machine. I thought the Doctor said we'd arrived on this bigger planet, but this can't be the Earth. The old fool got it wrong as always. Ha! Typical. Oh well, more exploring for me. I wonder what I'll find this way.
There are so many doors up here. Which one do we choose?
We'll just kick the first one at hand, shall we?
What is this place?
It's a ballroom. How wonderful.
Look at all these people. But where did they all come from?
Curious.
I don't understand, Doctor. Why are all these people in here when all the rest of the town was deserted?
This is very odd indeed. There may be people here, but no one is moving.
You're right, Doctor. This doesn't make any sense.
Ah, it makes sense now. They're mannequins, all of them.
You mean they're life-size dolls?
So it would appear.
But the music's playing. They're all dressed up. I don't understand. Why go through all the trouble of doing this just to display a bunch of mannequins?
I'm not sure, Mina, but someone has gone to an awful lot of trouble to play with our minds.
You think this is deliberate?
Maybe not specifically aimed at us, but certainly aimed at whoever ends up here.
I don't like this place, Doctor. I have a very bad feeling about all this.
I know how you feel, my dear, but we can't leave.
We can't? Why not?
Simple. Now that we can see that there is an intelligence behind this place, we must get to the bottom of it all.
Must we?
Oh, yes. Oh, you haven't been traveling with me for long, Mina, but in time you'll get to know that I cannot simply leave a mystery unsolved. There are far too many questions starting to emerge.
So, what do we do?
We have to find whoever is responsible for this place and demand that they stop whatever it is they are up to here. Come on, let's try another room. I see a door just right over there.
Doctor, it's so dark in here. Perhaps we should try another door. Now it's totally dark. Just blackness. I can't see anything. Doctor? Doctor? Doctor, where are you?
It's all right, my dear Mina. I'm right here.
But why wouldn't you answer me?
Well, you shouldn't have wandered off so far.
Wandered off? What are you talking about? I was standing right here the whole time. I didn't take another step.
Are you sure of this? It seemed as if I walked a mile before I found you. You must have wandered off. As it's so dark, you mustn't have realized.
But I tell you, Doctor, I didn't budge.
This is very odd indeed. Never mind. We'd best backtrack out of here. And now, where is my penlight? Here we are.
At least we can finally see something.
But that is odd. I can't make out anything of the room. It's as if there is nothing to shine a light onto.
Oh, let's just get out of here.
Yes, all right. Remain calm, Mina. I don't understand.
What is it, Doctor?
the door. I can't seem to find it.
Perhaps you were right. Perhaps I just wandered into this room farther than I'd realized. But that's just so odd.
Odd indeed, Mina. But let's just go back a bit further. The way we came in, that door has got to be here somewhere.
I know we didn't walk this far, Doctor.
Yes, Mina. I know. This is just getting stranger and stranger.
What's happening to us?
I'm not sure. Perhaps we simply got turned around. Let's try the other direction again, eh? This is very perplexing. I simply do not understand.
I have to tell you something, Doctor.
Yes, I'm listening.
This isn't usually like me, and I'm pretty embarrassed to admit it, but I'm scared, Doctor.
I understand, Mina. I'm sorry I got you into this, my dear.
It's not your fault. We just need to get out of this corridor. I need to get out of this darkness.
It will be all right, you know, Mina. I promise you. You're experiencing claustrophobia.
What?
Claustrophobia. A natural fear of enclosed places. It affects many, many people. Even tough soldier girls like you. So you see, there's nothing to be ashamed of or embarrassed about.
But I'm not accustomed to feeling this way. It goes against my training.
I quite understand. But no one can be trained not to feel fear, especially a fear such as this.
Well, I suppose you have a point, but what are we going to do, Doctor?
We just have to locate that door. It simply must be here somewhere. Now, come along, Mina. We have to keep moving.
The Lord of Time is occupied with distraction, as you wish, Lotran. But he is growing suspicious.
Then mix things up a bit to distract him away from his suspicions. At least until I am ready for him.
Of course, Lotran. You are most wise.
Wisdom is but knowledge.
And knowledge speaks while wisdom listens.
Very good, Patriano. You know the truths well.
And you always find the right words for any occasion, Lotran. How do you do it?
Words are quite easy, my brother. Actions, on the other hand.
Say no more, brother. I shall go and see to it that the doctor finds new distractions.
Will we ever get out of this, Doctor?
We will, Mina. Have faith. It's only a room in a hotel, remember?
A room? More like an unending, dark hallway.
Yes, I was just thinking that. And there must be a way out of it.
But where? Where? That's the question, isn't it? It seems like something out of a nightmare.
I know what you mean. But this nightmare will end very shortly, I promise you. We just have to find the door. Aha! I do believe I found it!
Then let's go. I want out of this awful, dark, horrible place.
I don't believe it.
How did we get outside again? We were in the upstairs of the inn, and it didn't seem like we were going downward at all when we were walking through that corridor.
I don't understand it either, Mina. There is something just not natural about this place.
Maybe we should return to the TARDIS, Doctor.
I'm sorry, my dear, but I simply cannot do that. There is a mystery to solve, and I must get to the bottom of it. Now, you go back to the TARDIS if you feel you must. You know, if it will make you feel safer.
No, Doctor, I will not do that. I'm no coward, and I trust your judgment. I will follow you and help you solve this mystery.
That's the spirit. We'll get through this, not to worry, Mina. Now, come along.
Who's there? Come out and show yourself.
Hello?
Hello? Who might you be?
I don't know who I might be, but I know who I am.
Cheeky. All right, who are you then?
I'm called Gemma. What do they call you?
I'm simply called I.
You aren't like the others.
Other what?
You are a machine?
Correct.
I have never seen a machine before, but I have heard of such things. What type of machine are you?
I was built to observe, but these days I'm a traveler. I travel through time and space in a machine called the TARDIS.
TARDIS? What is TARDIS?
The TARDIS. It stands for Time and Relative Dimensions in Space, or so I'm told.
There are dimensions in space? I thought space was its own dimension.
Well, you'll have to take that one up with the Time Lords, I'm afraid.
Yes. The Lords of Time. My people know them of old.
Really? How interesting.
Is this rain ever going to stop?
Never mind. The TARDIS should be just up ahead.
Doctor, you hear that?
Yes. Now that is very intriguing. It sounds like a plane engine.
And it's getting closer.
So it is.
Look, there. What kind of craft is it?
It's a Japanese fighter plane from the 1940s. It's so totally out of place here. When we first arrived, I could swear it looked like the Earth of the 21st century. And then we walked into an old West ghost town. Then we saw a radio of the early 1900s and a room full of mannequins and an almost endless corridor. And now, a World War II Japanese fighter plane. We're being driven to distraction, Mina. I wonder if that's the plan.
It's heading straight for us, Doctor.
Yes, I'm beginning to think that maybe we'd best find some cover. It's definitely coming at us. It's preparing to make a strafing run. Quickly, come on!
You have been listening to Doctor Who, The God Trap, Part 1, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred, in order of appearance, Jeff Niles as the Doctor, Tanya Milojevic as Mina, Brian Reed as I, Joel Nisbet as Patrino, Julian Bain as Lotran, and Deborah Adams as Gemma. The Doctor Who theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn, based on the original Doctor Who theme, as composed by Ron Grainer and the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The co-producer was Jeff Niles. The post-production editor for this production was Lee James Sands. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Please note that this audio range is not intending to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who or its concepts and sounds, which remain property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. The story, The God Trap, was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell and is copyright Dream Realm Enterprises 2021. Remember, Dream Realm Enterprises is a not-for-profit organization. This is a labor of love. What we do for you, our fans. Thank you for your support. Join us next time for part two of this adventure brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises and found at dreamrealmsite.com and other sources. Please keep circulating the URL. In other words, share and enjoy.
This program is copyright 2021, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises, warping to new dimensions.